Do you love the Mason Vera Payne Show?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then keep listening. It's time for Team MVP. Team MVP is a show about your life, covering everything from movies and games to technology to politics, but not the stuff you hear about on the news. Coming to you from MVP Studios, Team MVP starts now.
Hello, this is Brian Altimer live from MVP Studios, and thank you for tuning in. There's a group called New Illinois State that feels Chicago's split from Illinois and become its own state. But why? Vice Chairman of New Illinois, Jeff Tipp, joins me right now to explain why. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us.
You bet, Brian. Thanks for having me, and thanks for giving us a greater platform.
No problem. Why would you want Chicago to become its own?
Brian, that's not necessarily what we're saying here.
Okay.
Then we're not looking to pick on Chicago. The problem sits with our nonpartisan political system.
Mm-hmm.
It's intertwined within Springfield and Chicago. The people that are supposed to be representing us, you know, they're not looking out for the entire state as a whole.
So you feel that like the people like downstate are being ignored because of Chicago? Is that what you're saying?
I think the entire state's being ignored, but the representation is heavy within Chicago. So absolutely, the people outside of Chicago, northwest suburbs, and downstate for sure. There's a big divide in the state. When you go down south, you're hearing the farmers. We got to remember, we used to be a farming state, an agricultural weapon, powerhouse. They all feel the politicians are turning away from them. They're more so worried about taxation and pulling rights away than how do we go back to our roots, our core,
right,
that made this state great, manufacturing, agricultural.
Now, let me ask you this question. Is this like a bipartisan movement? Because some people may look at this and say, oh, this is a Republican issue and this is why they want to do this. So is this like coming from both sides?
Well, everyone wants to make it about a right versus left today. That's all we ever see. You know, racist, non-racist. It's getting ridiculous. But absolutely, come one, come all. The U.S. Constitution wasn't created based on one side of ideas and thoughts. It was a collective work of art. A new state can't be great without a collaborative approach. From all sides, ideas, to me, must be challenged. Our organization, New Illinois, is nonpartisan, and we have supporters from all parties.
Is there any other way that Illinois and Chicago can coexist? Is there any alternative that you guys can see that doesn't involve secession? Or do you think we're way past that at this point?
It's a good question. I'd say, first off, we don't call this secession. You know, we're following the Constitution process called a state split.
Okay.
And I've heard outsiders say, why don't you just elect better people? And there are some good people who've been elected. However, for decades, we've used conventional means and to address the problem, voting, writing, calling, demonstrating. But Illinois has only grown worse. The good people are overshadowed.
And with that being said, like I've seen it happen, like we had two governors back to back basically thrown in the slammer.
You know,
so,
it.
And so that's an issue for the state. and let me ask you, like, let's say this picks up a lot of steam and this actually becomes like an issue that can be put on a ballot. If this was to actually work, like, how would you guys exist once it happens, once you guys become your own and the city of Chicago whole separate entity?
Well, but that's putting the cart before the horse. Because when we speak of a state split, we're addressing an urban versus rural, small town and suburban divide. We're not referring to Chicago or Cook County leaving.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about ourselves leaving. You know, Chicago, as a huge city, would not qualify to be part of New Illinois. Our ideal scenario is for as much of the 101 counties to be part of a new Illinois as possible. You know, it's likely there'd be some parts of the collar counties that might want to join within others, but focusing in on Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, we're setting up county committees, county boards that will lay groundwork for new state legislation and then therefore provide state representatives for a new state to vote on. But we're a long ways from there. We're moving quickly, but we still have to put pieces in place and declare our independence, voice our grievances, and then work with the current legislation. And we're hoping for some things to fall in place, and they continue to fall off the financial cliff. These things will happen faster than we thought. If Madigan and the bunch were smart, they'd sit down right now.
Let me ask you this. When you guys came up with this idea of doing this and you brought it up to the powers that be, like, who was against it? Because on its face, it sounds like a great idea. But I'm quite sure you probably came across a lot of opposition once you laid out the plan.
Honestly, there really wasn't much pushback. And personally, I don't know anyone who would be against the creation of a new state, given the situation of current Illinois. What personally boggles my mind, and let me step back for a second, are you still wearing the bulletproof vest?
Recently, no. And it's only because I stopped traveling because I got to the point where I take more public transportation now.
Right. Fair enough. But we all know in Illinois the reasons why you would. And,
yeah.
And I fully back you. It's a mess in Chicago. It's a mess across the state. Safety's at risk.
Right.
So that's one of the things that boggles my mind, what's going on in Chicago. But then we step back. I'm surprised the teachers aren't up in arms, that the teachers aren't all over this and screaming at the politicians that are trashing their coveted pension system. They're being raked over the coals. Yes, yet told day in, day out that it's about the teachers and about the students and education. Yet we're not paying into the pension systems. So I'm surprised they're not on board with us. But honestly, like I said, I don't know why anybody wouldn't be. What I see and hear, the vast majority of people we come in contact with think this is a great idea. You know, some of the frequent negatives might be, oh, that this will never happen. But that's about as far as it goes. I mean, I understand it, why people would think that. It's the unfamiliar territory. It hasn't happened since the Civil War. You know, occasionally there are people who are against the idea because they think it's impractical, or they want unity at all costs. Of course, we expect people who hold a lot of power, and I think that's where you're addressing more of your question at.
Yeah.
A lot of power in the state of government to impose us for that very reason, right?
Right.
Because they hold and wield tremendous power. So there's so much in it for them to lose.
What timetable are you looking at here? I assume that this would take a lot of time, and have you laid out a timetable for this to actually happen, or at this point, there's still a lot of groundwork to be done?
There's still groundwork, and we're making tremendous strides every day. There isn't a particular timetable because the Constitution didn't lay out a timetable. There's a process in place, and as I said earlier, it's about signing up county committees and getting county committees on board and setting up that apparatus and then building kind of legislative policies and ideas from there and laying out, then putting our declaration together and stating our grievances. Again, following everything that the U.S. Constitution laid out is a educational organization. So we are out there educating people on how this state split process works and how they may go about it.
There you have it. Jeff Tips. He's the vice chairman of New Illinois. Make sure you check out newillinoisstate.org. That is newillinoisstate.org. And you can check him out on Facebook, too. It's at New Illinois State on Facebook if you want to check that out. But make sure you go to newillinoisstate.org to check out Tips' plan. Jeff Tips, thanks so much for joining me.
You're the best, Brian. Appreciate it.
Love what you just heard? Team MVP is brought to you by everyone's favorite unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne. Let's be friends. Connect with us at Mason Vera Payne on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Got a question or comment for the show? Email contact at masonverapayne.com. And make sure to check out masonverapayne.com to catch up on what you missed and get fresh content multiple times a week. That's Mason Vera, P-A-I-N-E, all one word, .com.